So what would we say is the significance of the dwelling in booths and the remembrance of it? Because this was obviously that which was given to Israel who had come out of Egypt. In the book of Nehemiah, we're talking about another generation, or a different generation. So number one, what is the significance of this feast, dwelling in the booths? How do we apply it to us today? They had not remembered this, and it was important.
Studying the children of Israel, I think one of the things that always needs to be looked at, especially when they fail, is the reality is this is a nation, this is a group of people who are forgetful. And they tended to forget. And because when you read the Psalms, when you read the Old Testament, constantly you're getting these wonderful chapters that are reminding them of what the Lord has brought them from, when he brought them from Egypt, and all the wonderful things. And God is always constantly trying to remind Israel of what he's been through. And that's what the Feast of Tabernacles was for. And he said it's to remind you that you dwelt in booths when I brought you out of Egypt. The parallel for us, the Lord Jesus said when he established the Lord's Supper, this do in remembrance of me, because we too can be a forgetful people. And what we have here in Nehemiah is we have a group of people who are finally remembering what God had done for them. Every Lord's Day, we have a wonderful opportunity to be reminded of what the Lord has done for us. Every time we open God's Word, we have an opportunity to be reminded of what God has done for us. When we neglect these things, when I neglect the remembrance meeting, when I neglect opening the Word, I forget. And that's the problem with us. We forget. We forget who God is. We forget what he's done for us. And we need to be reminded constantly, constantly, or else we just keep moving further away. And that's the problem with the children of Israel. That's the problem with us. We forget.
I believe also that looking at the booths, the children of Israel were supposed to remember their pilgrim character. That they were in the wilderness and they had been traveling to the land that God would give them. And so the application for us also is that it's what we sang earlier this morning, that heaven is our home. That we are not, this is not our home, that we have a place in heaven prepared for us by the Lord Jesus. And so we are just in this world, we're traveling through, we're sojourners in the land. And so we need to remember that we should not be attached to this world, that we need to be realizing that our place is in heaven and our citizenship is in heaven. And so that's why they were supposed to take these trees and make booths to be reminded where they came from and where they had been headed to and the Lord was leading them to when they were in the wilderness.
So we have the thought that history matters. You know, sometimes we, it's been said, we are very forgetful. And so the book, because the book of the Law of Moses had been forgotten, had not been read, this very critical event that had taken place in the history of the people of God had been forgotten. And it's important for us to always reflect upon the redemption that took place in bringing us out of Egypt. Sometimes we think of these things in a very light way, but when we meditate upon what it took, the strong arm of God to bring a people that were in bondage, was it about 400 years or so? They were in bondage in Egypt, out from under the control of the Pharaoh. It was a tremendous feat. And yet Israel did not pick up a sword, and Israel did not fight. In fact, they went and they got gold and silver and other things for their journey from the very same people who had them in captivity. The salvation of our souls was not something that was just done in a very costless way. It costs the Lord his very life. And yet when he was on the cross, it was the hour of darkness. The powers, the forces of evil were there against him. It took a lot to save us, to translate us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. It's not cheap, and it wasn't easy. And the Lord gave all so that we might be brought to God. So here now they discover that they had forgotten this. And perhaps, young people, we have gotten to the point, we might be saved now 5 years, 10, 15, and the Word of God has been, you know, put off to the side. And the Lord is trying to remind us, even through these verses, that what it took to save my precious soul. And we connect it to the breaking of bread. We connect it to the journey. Because this was supposed to be a feast where there was joy. If you go back to Leviticus, it was a very joyous occasion to know that my sins are forgiven, to know that my iniquities are pardoned, to know that I'm out of Egypt and I am on my way home. So we know that we are out of Egypt. We know we're in the wilderness. We know we're in the land. We know that we're seated in the heavenly places in him. And those should be things that make our hearts joyous. So that was also coupled with the fact that they should not mourn, because this reminded them that God had done a great work for them.